For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, December the 25th, 1988. Midwinter camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn Miller and Linda Sutter are the ministers of the morning.
You know, we've come this week to magnify and glorify the Lord. That's why we've gathered here. You may have needs and things like that, and maybe that's why you came. But you should have come to praise the Lord. And then the other things will get taken care of along through the week as we progress. But I came to praise the Lord. I came to magnify Jesus. I came to declare that He is Lord and that there is none other besides Him. Jesus is Lord. To Him, He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory and dominion and power and authority is given unto Him. And I declare that we will praise the Lord this week and these days. And this morning, we're going to continue with our praise and worship this morning. And I'm going to use scriptures, and you can try to turn to them if you want to, but I imagine I'll go too fast for you to be able to turn. And Psalms 9, I'm going to read. It says, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy wondrous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praises to Thy name, O Thou Most High. And David is saying that he will praise the Lord. He will sing psalms unto the Lord. He will magnify the Lord. You know, there were 10 lepers who came to the Lord for healing. And the Lord healed them and restored them. And then he told them to go to the priest and show themselves to the priest and do that which was necessary yet, because Jesus had not yet fulfilled the laws of the sacrifices. And he told them to go show the priest and to do that which was necessary. And then one of them suddenly realized who Jesus was. And he turned and came back unto he who was the priest and gave unto him thanks and praise for what he had done for him. And today I come to give thanks and praise unto Jesus for what He's done for me. And I praise Him for it, and I thank Him for He is my priest. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the high priest of our salvation. Jesus is His name. And I come today to glorify and declare that He is my priest. And in Him I walk and have my being. Over in Psalms 119... Psalms 119 and verses 164. It says, David says, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love Thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So, it's not out of place to praise the Lord continually. David said that he came 7 times a day to praise the Lord. And over in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, we're told that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, what? And will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be upon, and mine ears shall be attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. And I praise the Lord today that the prayers that we make in this place, I believe that He hears and answers. And I praise Him for it. And I thank Him for it. Over in Psalms 55, verse 16 says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle. the result of prayer and praising the Lord.
Hallelujah. He is my peace that breaketh down every wall. Sing it. He is my peace.
Yes, you are, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is my peace.
Hallelujah.
He is my peace that breaketh down every wall. He is my peace. He is my peace. I cast all of my cares.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
For he careth for me.
Thank you that you knew, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
He is my peace.
Thank you, Lord.
He is my peace. I cast all of my care on him. For he careth for me. He is my peace. He is my peace.
Judges chapter 4 and verse 25 and chapter 5, verse 24 of chapter 4 says, "And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan." And I apply that to Satan. "Then sang Deborah and Baruch, the son of Abinadab, on that day, saying, Praise ye the Lord for the avenger of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves." And they offered themselves in praise and worship on the Lord. And Psalms chapter 7 says, "O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me. Deliver me." And verse 17 says, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
"I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, with all my heart. From the lowest hell, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, with all my heart." Let's try that again. "I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore."
Psalms 57, verse 9 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. And Psalms 30:4 says, Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Hallelujah.
He is exalted. He is exalted. He is exalted on high. Creation shall praise him. The saints shall adore him.
David says in Psalms 24, The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Hallelujah! That seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, O ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is his name. The King of glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Come on, sing it. Who is the King of glory? Lord of hosts, the King of glory. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Yes, he will.
The King of glory shall come in. Oh, amen. Who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory?
Jesus.
The Lord of hosts, the King of glory. The Lord mighty.
Glory.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 59:16 says, "But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy." Psalms 18:46 says, "The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." Hallelujah. Glory.
The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent. Oh, he reigneth in majesty. Thank the Lord. The Lord liveth. The Lord liveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord our God, omnipotent, well he reigneth in majesty. Thank the Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for the Lord our God, omnipotent, oh he reigneth in majesty. One more time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Psalms 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward from sickness and disease. Who can understand the errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my deliverer." Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise be the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 17:14 says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Hallelujah. Glory.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, they than much fine gold. And in keeping of them, there is great reward.
Hallelujah. Psalms 22, beginning with 22, says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the afflictions of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and return unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's. Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalms 13 says, But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. And Psalms 33 says, Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth.
Rejoice in the Lord, lift up your voice and sing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Happy is the man who makes the Lord his choice. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift up your voice and sing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Happy is the man who makes the Lord his choice. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Let's sing it together. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift up your voice and sing. Rejoice in the Lord. Away. Happy is the man who's made the Lord his joy. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Psalms 40 and 3. Can't keep track of all my scriptures here. I look back and can't remember where I was at. And he putteth a new song in my heart, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. And 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And that's what we're doing. We're magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. I thank you, Lord, that you do hear us and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me out of my troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. We're singing a new song, a glorious triumph. We see the government of God in our lives. We're singing a new song, singing a new song, a glorious triumph, glorious triumph. We see the government of God in our lives. And he is crowned, God of the whole world crowned, King of creation crowned, ruling the nations now. And he is crowned, God of the whole world crowned, King of creation crowned, ruling the nations now.
Psalms 51 and 15 says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. And Psalms 35 and 27 says, Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praises all the day long. Amen.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. Let's sing that and put it up a little bit. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. Oh, I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you once more. Oh, I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice. be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Psalm 65 says, praise waineth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. And 61 says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And Psalms 47 says,
hallelujah.
According to thy name, O Lord, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got two or three to say.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Oh, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song has now become my victory. Amen. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song has now become my victory. The Lord. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The grave is empty, won't you come and see? I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The grave is empty, won't you come and see? The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What
let's sing the same one again. I feel the anointing on it. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider thrown into the sea. Praise the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider thrown into the sea. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. You come and see. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed. Won't you come and see? I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Won't you come and see? The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The great grave is empty, won't you come and see? For he has triumphed gloriously, the grave is empty, won't you come and see? The Lord, my God, my Savior, my God, has now become my victory. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father is God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, I will praise him, my
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 68 says, sing unto the Lord, sing praises unto his name, exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy mountain. God sitteth in solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march before the wilt in the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby they didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation had dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord giveth the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And we're publishing the greatness of the Lord. We're publishing his word. Hallelujah.
Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. By his name, Yah. And rejoice before him, and rejoice,
yes,
before him, and rejoice,
Lord,
rejoice,
Lord,
before him, and rejoice,
Lord,
before him, and rejoice, before him, and rejoice, rejoice, before him. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. By his name, Yah. And rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice, rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice, rejoice before him. Sing that part. And rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice, rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice before him, and rejoice, rejoice before him.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 says, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. Psalms 48 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, unto the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Let's sing it. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Amen. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation. unto thee, O Lord. Do I lift up my soul?
Come today to praise the Lord. That's what we're doing. We're praising the Lord. I praise the Lord for these two. I bless them from the bottoms of my heart. I bless them. There's a living miracle here in these two, and I bless them.
Amen.
You got anything to, you can praise the Lord?
I can praise the Lord because at this time last year, I was almost dead. I had dropped down to 97 pounds, and because of the Lord, He... All I could say was, Lord, when I went to sleep, and here I am today, so I thank Him for my life.
The mercy of the Lord. His mercy to us. What are you?
I just want to say I came here to praise the Lord, and glad to be here. And
we came home.
Yeah,
we came
we're home.
This is my commandment, that ye love one another, and your joy may be.
I think Mother ought to praise the Lord.
Yes, Mother does praise the Lord.
I know that.
I want to tell you we're here because not of who we are, but who God is.
Amen.
And Lord's bringing us past feelings and past emotions to that place where we know what the Word says is true, and He's working that within every one of us. And I'm not saying it's easy, because it's hard. And the disciplines and the judgments that must come will come, and they're for our purification. The Lord's got a people on this earth today that He's working His kingdom into, with us and in spite of us. For that people yet unborn that we're going to be able to judge and deal with. I mean, there's an army gathered up here and there, and maybe we don't have places to worship, but in the Spirit we can come together. When our bodies aren't physically, we can be together in the Spirit. And I want to tell you that when you stand on this word, it's true and it's sure. And when you cry out before the Lord, He hears you. And if you allow Him to deal in the problems you have in your life, perhaps He has to deal with you first. Almost always He has to deal with you first. But He is faithful. He is faithful. And I believe I'm an encourager in the body of Christ as one of my ministries. I want to encourage every man that's here today, as priest of His home, to stand before the Lord and cry out for your families, because He's drawn families together in this day. There's going to be families stand on this earth. and declare the glories of the Lord. And so when you have problems, the Lord hears your prayers for your wife and your children and your grandchildren. I don't care whether you're under your roof or in the farthest parts of the sea, He will hear you. So I encourage you that when you cry out, and it doesn't have to be in flowery words, but your heart, brothers and sisters, He's bringing forth a body this day. And it is glorious. It is glorious. And I encourage the widows and the orphans. There's a special place in the kingdom for you too. So you cry out to the Lord to bring forth His kingdom in you and work through you. It may be not the way you want, but it'll be the way God wants. So I encourage you, He is the faithful God. He never changes. That one thing in our lives that we can rely on, that God never changes. God never changes, and He is faithful.
A kingdom and dominion shall be given to the saints of the Most High. It is an everlasting one. I speak of life, for ye shall never die. This covenant thy faith shall stand. Death is no
I'm so glad I'm a part
the fountain, cleansed by his blood.
Hallelujah.
Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this God. For I'm part of the family of God.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 66 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord God, all ye lands. Well, I need to... No, I don't think so. It'll make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through thy greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Psalms 30 says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. I say of the Lord, He's lifted me up. Da-da-da-da. I need the words. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my soul to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou rejoice over me.
Amen. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And Psalms 61 says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer, for from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hallelujah.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. Amen. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. One more time. I am blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. Praise the Lord. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Every day of my life we are blessed. Praise the Lord. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I know we're blessed. We are blessed. Once more, I am blessed. Praise the Lord. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 71, 23 says, My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 16. Acts 16:25 says, And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. The bands are being loosed. Amen. And Psalms 113 says, Praise ye the Lord. O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name.
Psalms 147 says, Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Psalms 148 says, Praise ye the Lord,
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye angels. Praise ye him, all his host, our army. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let the praise, the name of the Lord be praised, for he commandeth that commandeth, and they were created. And Zephaniah chapter 3, Zephaniah chapter 3 says, the last verse, at that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. The Lord is turning back our captivity as we learn to keep His Word and apply His Word to our hearts and lives and walk in His commandments and learn how to take authority over the demonic powers and spirits that control and have controlled us. And as we learn the way of deliverance to apply it to our lives, He's bringing restoration to us, and we're arising a people strong and mighty in the earth, an army that cannot be gainsaid. We are rising in the earth, a mighty army in the Lord. And Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him in His might, for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, and praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with a tremble and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And 149 says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let him praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with a trembling heart. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them judgment written, this honor hath all His saints, praise ye the Lord. So the judgment of the Lord is coming in the land, and His saints are going to execute it. 1 Peter says in chapter 2, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of Him who hath called me and you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. For the God of all creation is the God of my salvation. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. For the God of all creation is the God of my salvation. Has breath, praise the Lord. You can do that one now. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. For the God of all creation is the God of my salvation. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
I loose the spirit of prophecy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Urikaya masura maharando, divo sharara borondo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gloria si pitra barando, radavolo rando. O yesi surabahia rando. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For the Lord has heard your cry when you said to him, how can I sing the song of the Lord in a strange land? For the Lord has brought thee from the strange land. He's brought thee from the place of bondage. And he's brought thee to a land where his presence shall flow and where his presence is flowing like rivers. Oh, let the river of God flow out from you. Oh, let that river have its portion within you. Let that river be allowed to flow freely in you. For as you partake of him, the river shall flow. As you give praise to his name, the river shall flow. For the Lord will have a people of praise. He will have a people that will exalt him and who shall say a word of praise that shall be a pure word. Oh, think no longer and be sad no longer for that which you've heard that has been a contrary word, and that which has been said that has tried to put you down, and that which has tried to contain you. For the Lord thy God who is in thee is mighty, and he is mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, and those strongholds that have been placed there by man and by the bondages of your own mind shall be put to flight by the Spirit of the Lord that rises within thee as you worship me. Oh, rejoice in him and let the song of the Lord ascend from your hearts this morning. For he has desired and he is inhabiting a people that will praise the Lord. Oh, rejoice in him and praise his name. Hallelujah.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.